I was born and raised in Zimbabwe. From birth, I was vaccinated with whatever vaccines we had to be vaccinated with. That which was voluntary, we didn't take it. That which we had to take, we took. So be it the BCG, at some point the TB boost and the TB, at some point the cholera, at some point the measles, at some point a meningitis. When I lived in Saudi Arabia, almost every year for Hajj, they gave us those vaccines. I've been, throughout my life, I've had so many. And so the way that works is the old classical way of vaccination. Now, there is a whole lobby against vaccines. I'm not ready to fight with them because I'm not a lobbyist. But I'm telling you from my own studies and from an Islamic perspective, there's nothing haram, absolutely haram. If people say there's pork in it, nonsense. There's fetuses in it, nonsense. There is alcohol in it, rubbish. There is this, that is nonsense. That is actually unfounded, you know, that which people have just taken from the air, thin air. And you know what, if you disagree, no problem, you have the right to disagree. I have checked things. When something is made synthetically, it is not considered from a pig, or it is not considered from, for example, a fetus. I have enzymes in my belly. The same enzymes could be present in the bellies of animals. That doesn't mean that I'm taking an animal and drinking it. It's in my belly too. And sometimes I need a certain, for example, components. I need something within me to combat a certain thing, medication. Why do we have medicine? Why do you have your cough mixtures, your paracetamols, everything else? Why on earth do you have any medication, your antihistamines, your anesthetics, for example, be it local or general? Why do you even visit the hospital? Why do you go to the doctors? Why on earth do you have people who give you any form of medication? Why do you even have natural medication? For what? Why are you having a lemon when you have, why are you gargling with salt water when you have a sore throat? Rely on Allah. Come on. Why the lemon? I mean, don't you believe in Allah? Why do you eat to survive? Don't you believe in Allah? Why do you have food in your mouth? Do you not believe? Astaghfirullah. You've become a non-Muslim. A'udhu billah. How could you eat something? Don't you rely on Allah to keep you alive? If death is gonna come to you, it's gonna come to you anyway. Come on, guys. You're gonna die. If Allah's written death for you, and if Allah's not written it for you, then you're not going to die. So why bother anything? I mean, you know, like I said, why eat? Why use garlic, turmeric? Why have anything and everything? For what? When the Prophet ﷺ told us have black seed oil, why did he say that? Did he not believe in Allah? Why on earth did he say have black seed oil when Allah is all powerful, all able? Why didn't he just rely on Allah and lay his trust on Allah without the black seed oil? Why did he actually, when black seed oil has an element of chloroquine in it, and why that? I mean, come on. So if someone took out the chloroquine and gave it to me separately, would it or would it not be permissible? My brothers and sisters, enough of all that, because part of belief in Allah is to do what he has asked you to do in order to protect yourself, to save yourself. You visit the doctor, you have your paracetamol, your amoxicillin, your Zithromax, whatever else it may be.